Big dance bands were once the powerhouses of African pop music, but these days solo singers with spare ensembles or rappers are more the norm. Senegal's Sheik Lo falls somewhere in the middle. He hasn't abandoned the punch of a live band, but he's still able to innovate. His new CD is called Lamp Fall, and our critic Banning Air has a review.
Sheik Lo has a voice that can move from a prescient whisper to a searing gut cry. He is also an eclectic composer and arranger who tries new ideas on every song. Best of all, Lo knows how to keep things real among his musicians. Listen to the rhythmic tension his band creates as each player tugs the feel in a slightly different direction. That's Lamp Fall, a praise song to an African mystic, a Sufi saint, but praise with jazz and funk overtones. Lo has never confined himself to a national, ethnic, or genre niche. He grew up in the West African savannah, but made his career in Senegal's cosmopolitan capital, Dakar. Lo pays his dues to local Senegalese genres, but he's also mad about dance music from Cuba and Congo, the musical powerhouse of Central Africa. With such a broad musical vocabulary, Lo is known for making his musicians stretch. When his band reinvents a classic Guinean song with Senegalese percussion and melodious accordion, you can feel the musicians working through his multi-layered ideas. Lamp Fall took years to make, partly because Sheik Lo and his producer, Nick Gold, of Buena Vista Social Club fame, kept demanding more from the music. After they'd recorded in both Senegal and England, Gold suggested they take the tracks to Bahia, Brazil, to the studios of Carlinhos Brown. Brown is another musical visionary, known for bridging Afro-Brazilian roots with up-to-date pop aesthetics. He and Lo clearly hit it off. On one of this album's sparest tracks, Lo juxtaposes Senegalese percussion and Brazilian choral music. Lamp Fall is an elaborate and painstakingly produced album, but miraculously, it all sounds like it was performed in the heat of one revelatory moment. That's what sets it apart in this era of production gimmickry and cross-cultural fusion. Lo wants it all, the big cross-genre ideas and the in-your-face band chemistry. He pulls it off on Lamp Fall and proves himself one of the most dynamic creators in today's African music.
The music is from Sheik Lo. Our reviewer, Banning Air, is senior editor at Afropop.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.